It is now 7 minutes to seven. Some students are getting much better guidance on how to fill in their personal statements when they're applying for university than others. That's what the Sutton Trust think tank says in a report out today. It's been co-authored by Dr. Steve Jones of Manchester University. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How important are these personal statements? That's the first thing.
I think they can be very important. They can be important often in tiebreaker situations where two students apply for a place on a selective course and there's only one place left and the two students have got similar grades. We start to look at non-academic indicators there.
Right. And what you found is that if you're in a comprehensive school, you'll get no really useful guidance. If you're in a posh private school, you will.
That exaggerates the findings a little bit. What the Sutton
Trust
did here,
in a sense, isn't it? That's the essence of it, isn't it?
Let me give you a bit about the background to the project. The Sutton Trust introduced an initiative called the Academic Apprenticeship, and they said to people on their summer schools, young people from less advantaged backgrounds, we're going to teach you how to write a personal statement. We're going to tell you how to make it scholarly and appropriate rather than just talking about your hobbies. I came along to evaluate the findings of this intervention, and the first finding was entirely what you'd expect, and these young people were more likely to get a place, to be offered a place at a top university.
Right.
But the second part was worrying, and this is the interesting one. What we found is when we gave the personal statements to university admission tutors and then gave the same statements to teachers, they marked them and graded them, regarded them very differently. So we had teachers saying things like, this is a great personal statement, it's full of enthusiasm, it's full of passion, and we had university admissions tutors saying, actually, this is kind of frothy and there isn't really much here.
So what were they looking for?
The university admission tutors were looking for engagement at an academic level. So they were looking for scholarly engagement with something to do with their programme.
What, of a 16 or 17-year-old? Well, 17,
18. But yeah, maybe this is a problem with the personal statement itself, because actually we're one of the few nations that put so much pressure on young people at that age.
I mean, it's asking a lot of them, isn't it?
It is. It's 4,000 characters. It's a blank sheet of paper. It's interesting to look at how they do it abroad, because the American system has an equivalent, but it provides lots of prompts. So American students applying to top colleges are asked to respond to questions like, talk about a time you experienced failure, or discuss an accomplishment or event that marked your transition from childhood to adulthood. So it's less about selling yourself to a university, and it's more about giving a university a bit more context about who you are.
So what's the answer then to give students or applicants much more guidance, as much clearer guidance, pointers as to what is expected of them in these statements?
I think universities could be more specific. At the moment, universities tend to offer quite generic advice. They try to engage with teachers as much as possible, but it can be quite difficult because there's so many different subjects that are available. But I think the real problem is maybe with the structure of the application form itself and the fact that we're asking students to do so much at such a young age. So I think the challenge for UCAS is maybe to devise a way to capture key information from applicants without giving them the opportunity to talk about themselves and sell themselves in a way that clearly favours some applicants more than others.
But presumably the first thing to do is to try to get the teachers who at the moment don't themselves know what is expected or what is desired to give them some guidance.
Absolutely, and that's part of what the Sutton Trust are trying to do here. But there is still an issue because we have such a big access gap, and people from the higher socioeconomic quintiles are much more likely to go to university, and particularly to the top universities, than those from lower socioeconomic quintiles.
Well, that's why my first question was about posh kids versus kids, you know.
Yeah. And the worrying thing is the kids from the comprehensive schools, they don't know how to navigate the admissions process. So who do they turn to advice? Well, they haven't got family or friends who've been through this process, so they turn to their teachers. But often those teachers don't have the kind of insider information that you need and that's maybe available in other contexts.
Right, so it is a class thing?
Yes.
Right, well, restructure the class system now. You've got 15 seconds.
Okay, well, I think we need to do practical steps first. So the UCAS admissions process hasn't changed for many years. I think maybe it's time to look at it again. There's been lots of recommendations. There's also lots of information from universities which suggest they use a personal statement in very different ways and some disregard it altogether. I think we need to be more transparent, and I think there need to be systemic changes.
Steve Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you.
3 minutes.